Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, boy, would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
I'm to the road to show you proof. It's you that I love. Hey, Tutu, I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was All Night Long by Mary Jane Girls, a group that was formed in the 80s, and really they're prodigies of Rick James. They had a couple of big hits, and I think that one would be the biggest. You've probably heard it sampled in a couple of hip-hop songs as well. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. I've got a lot of great music for you on the show, something from the East Coast. Mo Kenny from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, is on The Jukebox with a tune called Sucker. We also have Burnstick with a release that they put out back in 2014, and the song is called Closer. Six Nations songwriter Chase Martin is on the show with a tune called Last Breath from his album Beautiful Broken Pieces, and he has charted on the IMC, which is the Indigenous Music Countdown, many times, and led the NAMI Awards, which is the North American Native Awards, with six nominations last year. We'll see what happens this year. The Decemberists are up on the show with a tune called January Hymn from 2011, and the album is called The King Is Dead. Their lead singer, Colin, is also a children's book author, and he's about to release his first novel for adults in 2025. Very cool band. Here they are on the show. This is January Hymn on The Jukebox.
Sunday I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. I meant to say before you left, when I could see your breath leap where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be, and maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January. Stuffed in strata of woe. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of heart. Back to me, sing, oh, January, oh, January.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm a sucker for your face, clear as a portrait in a frame. I thought I saw you yesterday in your car across the lake before you left me in this place. Thank you.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye, bye.
From Great Britain, that is The Dream Academy and their release from 1985. It's called Life in a Northern Town. Now, there's a remix going on, and I heard it in a movie, I guess, a few weeks ago, and decided to research where the original came from because I had heard it somewhere before. And lo and behold, yeah, I was right. The Dream Academy on the Jukebox. Music coming up from Jeff Eager, who is from the Burlington area. I've known Jeff a long time. He's an amazing guitar player. We actually did this little set at the old hideout where it was spy versus spy. It was pretty cool. You know, we go back and forth and each one of us plays a tune and then plays on the other's tune. And Jeff got to hang out on stage with Lenny Kravitz. I know that was one of his career highlights. More to come, I'm sure. He's got a song on the show called Reason to Sing. But first, let's get to Logan Stats and the song New Tattoo from A Light in the Attic release, which came out last year on Red Music Rising. Logan's from Six Nations as well as a Mohawk activist and musician and songwriter and storyteller. I got to tour with him in BC not too long ago, and we did a few shows out there in the interior and the Okanagan, and he is incredible. Really enjoyed his company and watching him perform, as well as his sister Layla, who is a documentary filmmaker, and Tim Wilson, who was on guitar. We had a good time. Here's New Tattoo on the Jukebox.
She never was. I'm falling all alone. She can't pick me up, 'cause it's too late. I'm still sorry. She's gotta carry that score. She's gotta bury that score. So she goes up that old tattoo. She can still make out his name. Zip his cheek, it was crazy. Didn't have a lot of money back then. I didn't need a lot of money back then. All I needed was your loving, baby.
Me, I didn't recognize.